Hey, you may have seen, if you're driving the highways and byways, of course, across beautiful Connecticut, the highway signs all saying, stop distracted driving. You drive, you text, you pay, I think is what flashes in my eyes as I drive up and down I-91 and I-95 all day. Guy that's passionate about that, Republican State Senator Tony Wong joining us to talk about an event to raise awareness about distracted driving and safety on the road. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, Fridays are always happy. Listen, what's going on here? Now, I know I've seen the signs here, and like I told you before, I keep my phone well away from me in the car, in my bag, or on the other side of the seat. And if I feel I've got to answer a text or see who called, I will pull over. But I know there's still a push here to make people do that, stay away from playing with the phones and the digital devices.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. And I will say you are one of the rare ones. You know, we had a distracted driving forum last night with a panel of experts from law enforcement, national research, and people whose lives were forever changed by distracted driving. It was an incredible and chilling wake-up call on how pervasive and really socially normalized it is to drive and literally multitask at the same time. And made me realize how dangerous it really is. Like I said, most of us, except you, most of us are guilty of distracted driving because we really naively think nothing dangerous will happen to us. And unfortunately, distracted driving is just as dangerous as drunk driving. And what's remarkable is it really is a scenario where it's do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
You know, AAA Foundation said that almost 90% of drivers believe distracted driving is a dangerous problem. However, most of the same people report engaging the same behavior themselves. You know, what's really amazing what came out of that was if you were driving 55 miles an hour and you peeked over for 5 seconds to find out who called you or who texted you, you will have traveled the length of an entire football field.
Yeah.
And imagine saying to the same people that did that and say, would you do the same thing blindfolded for 5 seconds? They wouldn't do it. And all it takes is a fraction of a second.
And Tony, you know what? I got to tell you, you have some very kind words to me. But no, believe me, I've been guilty of it, too. And I'm much better than I used to be. And 95% of the time, I'm very good, or 98% of the time. So full disclosure, it's not like I've never done it. You know what also bothers me, Tony? And I don't know whether you feel the same way. I'm a gearhead. I love cars. I love innovation. Owned a number of cars in my life. I rent a lot of cars for another job that I have in this industry during the sports season, okay? I rent, and so most of the time, Tony, about 2 or 3 times a month for a couple of days a month, I'm in a relatively new rental. Of course, all the rental car companies use brand new fleets. And you know, wonderful cars, nice, quiet, safe. But you know what bothers me, Tony? Not just, I wonder what's worse, Tony. I wonder whether it's people on their phones, right? Or with the new cars, with these touch screens now on the new cars, right on top of the dashboard, right up high on the dash, with essentially the same kind of screen that we want people not to pay attention to on their phones is now popping up in their vehicles.
Paul, you must have been at our forum last night, because what came out of it was the fact that how socially normalized we have gone, but also the false sense of security because all of our new car manufacturers created a multitude of gadgets and technology to make your driving experience a comprehensive one, where multitasking is de rigueur. But also, we also create that sense where you hear about the automatic driving, the automatic braking, and the sensors. It says, hey, in case you get distracted and you miss something, the car is going to do it for you. And we kind of give that false sense that it's okay. But you know what we came out of that was? There is no fail-safe way.
No.
The danger is always there. But the other part of it is this. They talk about how dangerous and pervasive it is to manage your GPS, to dial in on your satellite and to peek over on a text message that now you say, I'm not answering.
Yeah.
And the phone automatically converts to a message.
Uh-huh.
But the reality is, it's on, it's natural. And to go back to our 5 seconds of not looking at the road, you're blindfolded. Yeah. Anything can happen. And, and what we also heard was the tragedies that occur within fractions of a second that people could never
see back. And you know, Tony, now, obviously, and I rented, again, I rent pretty much all new cars, and they're gorgeous cars, but it was weird. Every so often I get one where, and it's not, I would say this is a minority of my rentals, because most of the rentals, say, still use some analog knobs that you can feel with your hand. But, you know, I had one car that was a wonderful car, but I realized as I was driving to raise the heat in the car, I had to use a touch screen. And I'm like, what's wrong, Tony, with a knob? Okay, what's wrong with that knob that you, as soon as you learn the layout of the car, you really don't have to take your eyes off the road. You can just feel down for the knob, right? The good old-fashioned plastic knob. Turn it up, and you're done. You're not saying, okay, which icon is this? There's the heat. Okay, now I got to tap it. Did I get the right side? Oh, no, I got the passenger side. I mean, it's mind-boggling sometimes.
It is, and this is what chilled me was, Dr. Neil Chowdhury, who's part of the PRUSA research group that worked in the past with National Highway Safety, he talked about his experience. When he got a new car, and he's a gadget head, so he started working on all of the things you just talked about.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. He said, it was so confusing and so distracting, but he came away from it saying, that's the false sense of security.
Sure.
Cars wouldn't be doing things, manufacturers wouldn't be doing things in your car to make it unsafe, right?
Yeah.
This is safe.
It isn't. Yeah, and again, you know, we love the anti-lock braking systems. What I find useful on the new cars is the lane departure warning, which I think is nice. Where, you know, if there's a car too close to you and you want to move over, you'll get a beep and a yellow light, which I find very useful in heavy traffic. But you know, some of this, I mean, do we really have to have our text messages? Okay, do we really have to have those converted to a voice program while we're driving? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, Tony. I don't know.
Well, it is part of the awareness program, and part of it is law enforcement. Part of it is education. Thank you very much for having me on to address it. But more than anything else, the social normalization needs to be made part of the social consciousness. Yeah. And I am encouraged because we talked from AAA and these parents. They said, you know, 25 years ago, drunken driving was part of the norm of a problem. And what we have made through the tremendous efforts of MAD and education and awareness and social awareness of it, that you know, we have reduced drunken driving.
Mm-hmm.
But the scourge continues with distracted and many other forms that makes it so dangerous to be on the road.
Not just for drivers, but for
people that may be impacted.
You know what I would mandate? I would mandate a specific feature that would hit home with a lot of people, I think, in your district, too, in Webron, where I live. I think we need a feature, especially for younger drivers, that as soon as they put the key in the ignition, oh, I'm sorry, keys are not de rigueur. Now you have to have the push button ignition. As soon as you do that, you have the parental voice coming out of the speakers, echoing what my father used to say: turn the damn radio down and put two hands on the steering wheel. I think that might work.
Well, you just did that on the radio right now, so you just become your dad. There you go.
I'm not saying turn the radio off. I'm saying keep it at a comfortable level so you can hear the sirens coming up from behind you, right?
I think ultimately it really is dangerous.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to close by.
Yeah.
When you hear the chilling story
of
loss and of these young people whose lives have been changed by a split second and have been very powerful advocates and saying, don't do it. Just don't do it. It's never worth it.
Yeah, yeah. And if you want to check out information from this forum, there's a good story with it featuring Tony on Channel 8's website, WTNH. Tony, always good to hear from you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.